Okay, guys, good morning.
Morning.
Where do you feel safest? On a street corner with trucks and cars going zipping by, and you're all by yourself, and there's no traffic light? Or at home with your mother cuddling you in your arms? Where? Come on. Help me. The first one. Okay. Is But where do you feel safe? Where you belong? Do you have nice parents? You better answer. Okay. All right. Let's see. Don't get old. It's good for you.
I don't think that's possible.
You okay. You know what this is?
It's a bowl.
You know where I got it?
It's right.
And what do we use the bowl for? What's it full of?
Holy water.
Oh. Okay. What happens when you got baptized?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, go back to confirmation. We use this as a symbol of how God claims us into his family, so that you're not only children of your mother and dad, but you're children of God when you've been baptized. And that gives you a certain amount of safety. So, maybe you're too old to pretend. Do you pretend yet?
What?
Okay. Can you pretend that these are God's arms? It's hard, I know, but try. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, got to scoot up a little bit. Okay. I'm going to do this. Okay. These are God's arms. Okay. All right. Now come and hide under here. All of you. Okay. Get under. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I've got to be able to see you. So there we go. All right. It's not working too well, but it's pretty good. Okay. Hey, we got to make room for this young lady. It will protect you from the elements. And when you have someone loving arms around you, do you feel safe? Depends who it is. All right. But we believe that God is a good God who loves you and makes you feel safe and comfortable. And that's what today's Bible story is about two men who want to be safe. Well, you got to work at opening up your life so God's arms can give you safety. Huh? Anyway, the gospel says there are two men, tax collector and a Pharisee. And the Pharisee tries to make himself safe. He's the religious guy. He's the guy who does it all right. Gives a whole bunch of money to church and prays all the time and doesn't looks at everybody else and says, nah, they're not good enough. But the other one, the tax collector, says, oh my goodness, I'm in trouble. I haven't done anything right. I need help. Who will help me? God. And so Jesus, when he tells this parable, says, that's the guy who's got it right. He's living in the loving arms of God. Okay? Go away. And we'll sing.